I don't like today. I feel like this whole week I just feel like life is just punching me in the boobs. I'm sure I'm not alone in feeling kind of crap at the moment. It seems to be pretty common. It's shit. I don't like it. I've tried the things that I normally do to snap myself out of it. I went for a run. Looked at some heavy stuff. I don't feel in the slightest bit attractive or sexual or desirable. I've listened to some audios to try and make me feel some of those things. It hasn't. It's actually made me feel worse. So,
you can probably notice it sounds completely different. I have decided that I'm just going to stop overcomplicating things. So I'm going to take it back to basics. I went and had a shower. I've locked the door. I've drawn the curtains. I've turned the aircon on. I've put on my favourite new undies and bra, and I have gotten out all of the possible toys and devices and knickknacks that I could possibly, or that could possibly come in handy, and I've decided that I'm going to stay in here until, I don't know, I guess until I don't feel quite so crap because it's boring. So, let's see if I can turn this around. A non-alcoholic beverage there. And by the way, it's daytime. I'm not that much of a hedonist, believe it or not. In case you're in the slightest bit interested, a new favourite underwear is green in colour. A deep green. Again, pale skin. I like the way the colour looks on my skin. And because I'm just getting myself off myself, I may as well wear something that I think looks good on me. Matching bra, matching underwear. A little bit sheer on the breastal region. But look closely, I can see my piercings a little bit. Excuse me, whilst I admire my boobs. They really are pretty cool. I think we really are very lucky. Well, I think I am. Boobs are great. And like I said before, the way I record now is that I clip my microphone on the bottom of my bra, so it's kind of comical in a way. So I'm lying down, I can look down right between my boobs, and I pulled the bra down again, like the underwire is there, but I pulled the straps down. It's down around my rib cage, and I can just see this little little microphone poking up between my breasts, just hanging out there in my cleavage, and whilst I enjoy my nipples. Which, honestly, I do, and I am. So many awesome things that you can do with breasts. They're fucking great. They're so good. I'm already starting to feel a little less like I hate the world. 5 minutes of playing with my boobs is it really does make a difference. Like, rather than getting all caught up in all this external stuff, it's kind of nice to go straight back to this frickin' meat sack that carries me around every day. It does all this cool stuff. Yeah. I don't know, I think it's like the contrast with breasts, you know, they got these, well, I guess especially mine, like at this particular moment, you know, they got this lovely softness and I don't know. Malleability sounds a bit functional, but you know, they got this nice softness and this nice responsiveness. And the skin's really soft because it doesn't get exposed a lot. So it's soft, and then that sort of contrasts with hardness as you get turned on, as you get aroused, and I guess stimulate your nipples or think about something that turns you on, and they start to fill up with blood and get hard, and I guess the sensitivity increases the more turned on you get. And then I suppose having a piercing through it, it's got that extra little bit of firmness, I guess. It's like a little edge. So it's just got a gold, well, they just have gold bars through, nothing fancy. Yeah, I'm already feeling a lot better. I don't even know if I need to go the full wank. I think just playing with my boobs is helping. A lot. I may as well slide. I'm gonna slide my undies to the side and rest my legs apart a little. And slide a finger down the side. And I guess if you're really into detail, maybe you want to know that that's my right hand. And my thumb sort of curls my underwear to the side and holds it out of the way. And then just my middle finger, like the very pad of the finger, and slide down over my clit. I'll try and describe it exactly as I'm doing it. So I'm just really gently just dipped it into myself, because because I'm a little wet, and then I just get that little bit and just like I'm just gonna really lightly place my the tip of my finger on my clit, like so lightly, like barely touching. And I'm not even going to move my fingertip across the skin. I'm just going to move my clit underneath my skin, if that makes sense. So just so, like, barely touching. Just rolling my finger down, like around, just this tiny bit. Just like roll it around under my finger. It's such a tiny movement, like a steady, regular. Sometimes that's enough, sometimes that's all you need just to start. So, I'll do that for a little while, and like I really just start to sort of just light things up. Like now, I got my left hand, I'll pull my underwear to the side with my left, and if I slide that same finger back down, like down from my clit, just down to my opening, it's so much wetter, and I can feel that like all of the flesh is just already, it's just, I don't know how it works, but it's like just that little circling it and just slowing down and just stroking my skin and looking at my breasts, and I don't know, just calming down. It's like send a message to my brain. My brain's and sent this message back to my body that this is really good. And that I need to keep doing this. With all these other like distractions that we have, and this crap that we're meant to be doing, or we feel we're meant to be doing, and yeah, my brain's kind of clicked on and just gone, no, just this is what you should be doing. It's like the nicest and the simplest and like the kindest thing that you can do to yourself. So my brain's totally just told me to what I need to do and what that is. I gotta take my underwear off for starters. And I need to keep stroking myself like that. I need to spread that moisture around further. And I need to open my legs wider. And I need to keep doing that. I need to slow down and start like concentrating on the sensations, like this like pretty small part of my body that's just like it's so intricate. There's so much going on there. And it's so changeable and it's so fucking clever. And it just loves having attention. Mm. And I think that's it. I think that, like, the crux of being a good lover, of being a good partner, of like having it, like a worthwhile sexual connection, is just to recognize that just to calm the fuck down and take the time to just explore things and see how you or how your partner responds. Like, watch them and feel them. So I can feel now that, like, this, like, the pleasure's just, it starts to radiate out more, like, and this little, like, the little nub of my clit, I can feel that it starts to circle out, like, as my lips get swollen, as they start to open up, as I start to get wetter, it's just, it like invites you to explore more, invites you to explore wider and deeper, kind of invites you to go further and see. You know, does the pleasure get bigger? Does it grow? Does it change? Like, I'm using a couple of fingers and I'm making the circles wider. Laying the fingers flat, really wet, and like making bigger circles, circling over my clit, like maybe like the pads of my fingers down to the first or second knuckle, just sliding them again really soft in a bigger circle, like the tip of my clit over my mons. And if you tune in, you can feel like the whole area, it's all clit, and it all responds. If you just take the time and listen and pick up on the cues, like, I want more liquid now. Okay, so the cues that I guess that I'm giving my body that I can pick up on right now is my hips rocking up a little bit towards my hand. And that's not telling me to press harder, to circle faster. It's not telling me any of that. It's not telling me to change anything. It's just telling me it feels good. It's just telling me to keep going. And the inside of my thighs, and down the back of my thighs, I feel myself start to tense them up, and my feet, like, I'm bringing my feet now, like, right up towards my body, and my thighs just spread out as far as I can spread them. And just like building an attention, because it makes. Okay, I'm gonna stop for a sec. Okay. So I've stopped circling and I'm just resting my fingers. Just resting them across me, and I can feel it's like I'm starting to twitch. I can feel blood pulsing in myself. So what I'm trying to say is, when tensing up my legs, tensing up the muscles, if you breathe at the same time, I can start to spread. I spread the sensation like further, like just make it start to radiate even further, like out from your clit, out over your thighs, like over my ass, and like it starts to go on my stomach, like it's so good. I start to feel warmer. It's harder to talk. I don't want to concentrate. I want to just focus on that. On spreading the feelings as far over through my body, like through my muscles and over my skin, and out my spine and to my brain and back down, like everywhere, down to my toes and my fingers. This would be the stage where I would, like, my body would be ready, would be wanting to invite you in. If you read the signs, if you paid attention, you'd see that. Like the way I'm tensing my thigh and the way I'm raising my hips, I think it's subconsciously it's designed to to draw you in, and whether it's with your fingers or whether it's with your cock, I think that's what my body's trying to tell you. It's trying to tell you that, that it's ready for you and that it wants you. That maybe you should come a little closer and just come closer to me and. Don't push in with any effort, just come rest yourself close to me and just let my body decide if I want you to slide into me and light me up from the inside, or if I want you to stay where you are for a bit and to this this feeling now where it's all just all feels liquid, like just just liquid and melty, and where if you're in the right with the right lover, and you're feeling like this, that's, you know it's gonna be good, and you know you're just gonna be able to just like I just totally connect. You know that that your kissing is gonna be just exactly in sync, exactly what you need. And you know that the fucking's gonna be in sync, and it's gonna be exactly what you need. You don't have to think. Okay, this is excellent. But okay, I need to be filled now, so excuse me whilst I I feel a million times better. Jesus, I feel so much better. God, I feel good. What the hell was I thinking? Ah, running. Jesus. Ah, this is infinitely more fun. Oh God, okay. So that talk about being filled has made me want that. So when I'm on my own, fingers are great. Fingers are great. But oh, holy fuck. Okay. Oh, that's I don't know if you can hear that. Oh my God. I got my dildo. And I really hate that name. I think I'm going to have to come up with another name for it, because it just sounds like childish. Comical, but far out, okay. So, I have moved on. What I'm doing now. In a dildo, I put some extra lube on. And I'm circling the head of it over my clit. So, I got my eyes closed because I want to concentrate on that. And that feeling is... it's really good. So oh God, I need sliding just quickly, running it up and down quickly over. If I had my lover hold my lover's cock in my hand and run it run it between my lips, like slide it cover it in my wetness. You're all still, and I'm just gonna rock my hips up and down and hold you in the palm of my hand. flat and close to me. So good. But it does make me need to just make me want to be filled doing that, because you can feel it. You can feel it. Oh, fuck. God. Being filled when you're already this turned on is just... it's hard to describe how good it feels. It, fuck. God. Okay. Okay. So it feels good to be filled, but if you, as my lover, can read the signs, and you know that I'm so turned on. I'm welcoming you into me. Like, you slide up and down against me, and my pussy's just trying to catch you. It's just trying to catch your head. Oh, fuck. And just slide inside me. Just go inside me. That feeling of being entered when, when you're so ready is just, it's fucking incredible. Oh my God. Okay, I don't know if you can hear the degree of wetness that just makes, but honestly, it's, fuck, it is worth the wait. It is worth turning your lover on to the point where they just, I'm begging you, just, fucking begging you to come inside and fuck them. Oh, fuck, yes. Okay, I may as well go the whole hog. I think, clit sucker. Might I say this is an excellent idea on my part? This day has improved, immensely. Okay, I'm gonna keep going with that. I don't know how much longer I'm gonna be able to talk for, but this feeling is like it's spread from my skin and my muscles. It's now like deep inside me. Oh God, like if you were inside me, this it's just like spread out and around and just get hotter and hotter. Let me squeeze down around you and I want you to thrust in and out of me. Get on top of me. Hold my hip with one hand. Lean on your other arm. Oh, fuck. Just really deep and really hard. Not too fast. Thrust. Oh, that's too much. Thrust in and out of me. Oh, fuck. Oh. feels good. Oh. I'm getting wetter. I can feel. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. I'd fast. Oh fuck. Oh. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh fuck yes. Oh fuck. Oh. Was fucking scrummy. God, it feels so, oh, so good. It's the best therapy ever. Oh, fuck. I feel completely like I'm back in myself. I feel like I've been nice to myself. I have treated myself really well. I pleased myself. I've listened to myself. Oh, God. Yeah. Now I definitely feel attractive, sexual, and desirable, and all of those things. But I also feel like I fucking love myself a shit ton more. Honestly, that's the best way to cure what ails you. Oh